Opportunities abound this week as EPA announces the latest green chemistry challenge and offers up to $7 million to companies using methane for energy. Today is December 7, 2007, 66 years from the day that will live in infamy, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA is now accepting nominations for the 2008 Presidential Green Chemistry Challenge Awards. These awards recognize innovative chemical technologies that incorporate green chemistry into chemical design, manufacture, and use. Nominated technologies should reduce or eliminate the use or generation of hazardous substances from a chemical product or process. Anyone may nominate a green chemistry technology for these awards, and self-nominations are expected. Typically, 5 awards are given each year, one to an academic researcher, one to a small business, and the others to larger companies for specific areas of green chemistry. Each nominated technology must have reached a significant milestone within the past 5 years in the United States. Nominations for the 2008 awards are due December 31, 2007. EPA is trying to find out how much influence the weather has on air quality and respiratory problems in New York City. The New York University School of Medicine and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene have received almost $500,000 in grant funding from EPA to develop models to predict respiratory illnesses, including asthma attacks. The study uses near real-time weather data, air quality conditions, and emergency room visits in New York City. Coming up, the White House wants industry's thoughts before pursuing new air quality standards for lead, and EPA has made $7 million available for innovative methane projects. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA wants your thoughts on lead. The agency is seeking early comments on policy options as it considers the National Ambient Air Quality Standards for lead. The agency has developed an advance notice of proposed rulemaking and is seeking broad public input on the policy options. For example, the notice seeks comment on available scientific information on current lead exposures for both airborne sources and other sources, and on a number of lead monitoring issues. The agency will accept comment on the ANPR for 30 days after publication in the Federal Register. This week, EPA made up to $7 million available for innovative projects and activities as part of the Methane to Markets Partnership. The agency expects to award approximately 40 cooperative grant agreements, ranging from approximately $100,000 to $700,000. EPA is requesting proposals for projects that directly identify, characterize, or implement methane capture and use projects. Examples include technology transfers and demonstrations, feasibility studies, training and capacity building, and databases of potential sites. Proposals are due by February 22, 2008 at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.